Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
Back here on WGNS, AM/FM, online at WGNSradio.com. Good to have you along with us today. We're going to find out a lot about the upcoming 9/11 Heroes Breakfast, which will be held at St. Rose Catholic Church. And John D'Amico actually gave me a call, sent an email. I forget how. It's been a long time since we talked,
I guess. It's been about 2 weeks, yes.
But regardless, we've got a lot of information to pass along here about the 9/11 breakfast. How did this come about in Knights of Columbus and the relationships? And just give us some details.
Sure. Well, the Knights have been around for 129 years, and it started back in New Haven, Connecticut, by Father Michael J. McGivney. And it was started primarily to help those who were in financial needs, that needed spiritual help, that it was just an outreach for those people. Even though many people think that the Knights is a secret organization, we're not. Our ceremonies are secret, but our programs are all for the community. Mm-hmm. And being that this is the 10th anniversary of 9/11, we decided that what better way to remember those people that gave their lives and every day go out with the possibility of giving their lives than our fire department, police department rescue, the military, the Red Cross. So that's why we decided to have a Heroes Breakfast to honor those heroes.
And that's is it a local event? I know it's a local event, but is this going on around the country with different Knights of Columbus groups?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
This is something that our council, 4563, has decided that we would do as another one of our many community projects. We have so many that we have. We have a Tootsie Roll Drive that helps MHMR. We have a golf tournament that helps raise money for tuition, for scholarships, for people that would otherwise have a hard time financially going to college or mm-hmm. even high school. So we're in that business of helping our community. We help others.
Knights of Columbus is something that, you know, I remember the Tootsie Roll Drives, obviously, and you hear about Knights of Columbus, but I think there is I don't know if it's a misunderstanding or if it's just an ignorance of not knowing what you all do. What is Knights of Columbus? And maybe this is a good opportunity to describe what you do.
I appreciate that. Yeah, Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization. Like I said, we were founded 129 years ago, and not only am I a Knight, but our pastor, Father Mark Sappenfield, that's with us, is a Knight as well. And our duty is to serve the church, and we serve the church by serving others. And whatever is necessary, if we have the capabilities of doing it, we will do it.
Well, we've got Father Mark here joining us here, and I said I'd probably call you Father Mark, but it's Sappenfield, right?
That's fine. Father Mark is fine. That's
Father Mark.
The kids call me.
I bet, and probably the adults who don't want to try to butcher your last name. So you're a Knight in the Knights of Columbus, but also this event is being held at St. Rose, right?
That's correct, yes. John did a really good, fine job of describing, you know, what the Knights of Columbus do. Father McGivney founded the organization back in 1881, and it was set up to help widows and orphans of men who had passed away in order to make sure that their financial future was set. And it's a spirit that's been going on for an extended period of time. The Knights of Columbus Council at St. Rose is a tremendous help to our parish, to serve the needs of our parish and of the smaller community. Anybody that's in charge of an organization knows that they love to have people at the helm with them to assist them in some of the larger parts of what need to be done, and the Knights of Columbus at St. Rose are great in helping me to serve the needs of the poor, serve the parish, and serve the broader community of Murfreesboro. And so, yes, this is an event that we're having on September 11th to benefit those that have served in the fire department, the police department, and all heroes, essentially. That's what the nature of this celebration is for.
John, all of the members of this particular group, are they all members of St. Rose? Is that how that works?
Normally, it's part of the church? They would be, because other churches, like St. Luke's up in Smyrna.
Okay,
they have a council.
Okay.
St. Philip's in Franklin has a council. So it's primarily the St. Rose of Lima Catholic members that are the men that mm-hmm. are members of the Knights of Columbus.
Now, that's very interesting. See, you're giving me an education today, and maybe some others as well. I always find it very... If I have questions, don't really know a lot, I always think, well, someone out there also is saying, what is it? What do you do? So it's always a good opportunity to find out. Now, September 11th, obviously, being the 10th anniversary, is a good time to remember. There's a whole myriad of things that could be done. How did you get down to a Salute to Heroes breakfast?
Well, it was obviously a collaborative effort. If things depended solely on me, it would be a very tough road to hoe. But as a Catholic organization, we mirror our Lord and Savior as closely as possible. When he was in Gethsemane and he was looking down the Kindron Valley and being taken away, he could have stopped it. He could have called the 12 legions of angels to stop it, but he chose not to because he believed that my soul was more important than his life. In the same respect, on 9/11, when those firemen, the Port Authority, the fire department, the police department, when they went into those burning buildings, they could have said no. They chose not to because they believed that the people's lives that were in that building were more important than their lives. It is the epitome of what a Christian, a Catholic gentleman, a Catholic person, any Christian would want to be. And that's why we have to honor them.
You know, Father, also, we say that about remembering what happened in New York and in Washington and in Pennsylvania on that terrible day on September 11th. But the same holds true for the firefighter who's responding to a home fire here in Murfreesboro, or who may be a policeman who may be responding to a wreck, an accident. They are really putting their lives on the line every time they go to work.
Correct. Every day, too. And so, yes, that's a wonderful way to look at it. We are honoring them. We are honoring the people of 9/11, the heroes of 9/11, but the heroes of every day that do serve the larger community of Murfreesboro, serve families that go to my parish, protecting our streets, firefighters, medical care workers, those people that really serve the needs of not only St. Rose, but the greater Murfreesboro area as well. So.
It's that special person, John, that really wants to help and serve fellow man, and the men and women who were doing that in New York are epitomized in the men and women who suit up here and serve in our community. It's a special type of person, isn't it?
Yeah, it's somebody who truly has a calling. Now, we always think of calling as a religious calling, but it's also to serve others. It's something that I just find amazing. And one thing I think the listeners should know is that in honoring not only the police and the fire departments and the EMS and Red Cross, we're also honoring the military. And before Father became a priest, not only was he a certified public accountant, but he served as a Marine. So he gets not only to explain how great it is to serve God and serve others, he also did it as a lay person as well. So he's a hero as well as the rest of them.
You've led a very interesting life from number crunching to military and now priesthood.
So. It's like my taste in music is very eclectic.
I bet.
I'll go the gamut from Frank Sinatra to U2. But yes, it's been, I think it's wonderful to experience a life that way because you encounter so many people that you wouldn't if you were just, kind of locked in one specific area. I met some wonderful people in the military, some wonderful people in college and in corporate America, people that are trying to make a life, people that struggle in some ways like we all do. And so it's being a part of that before being a priest has helped me to, I think, empathize with people a little bit better had I not been able to do that. So.
You know, to have military in your background, I talk to so many different ones, and my wife's brother has served two tours in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. He's been all over the country. Family's very excited that he's being transferred to Fort Campbell. He's been in Washington State, but he's being transferred to Fort Campbell, which will get him really close to home. But just to hear him talk about serving our country, this is really what started the war against terrorism, and you know, it's very moving for all of the military folks to kind of pause and remember this day.
It is, yes, because it is. There are people of service certainly laying their life on the line every day, whether that's close to home or far away, and sometimes hostile areas like Afghanistan and Iraq. And so, yes, it's a day for them as well.
You know, those who serve in the military are the same type of service individual like you just mentioned before. But to say thank you, does it really help just to say, you know, if someone you see them, maybe they're wearing a hat that says U.S. Air Force retired, mm-hmm. or that they're maybe in their dress uniform or whatever, to say thank you for your service, does that really go a long way?
Yes, it does. And those lets people know that they're appreciated. And it doesn't have to be an elaborate 10-page letter. Just simply going up to somebody and saying thank you for serving our country is a wonderful motivator and a great show of appreciation for what they did.
You know, I try to, if I see or if I recognize that person is mm-hmm. is or has been in the military, just to say thank you for your service. You yeah. know, I feel like this freedom did not come free. I mean, a lot of lives were lost in that, and the same thing happened here in New York, obviously, as well. We're talking about the Knights of Columbus Heroes Breakfast, 9/11 tribute, really. It is coming up on September the 11th, I guess, John.
From 9 to 11 in the morning. So it's 9/11 at 9/11.
9 to 11 on 9/11.
Yes.
Huh? Very
and,
good.
For those who don't know, first of all, the breakfast is open to anybody. If you need any further information, I'll be happy to give an email address, or I can give you my number, any way you want to call. But it is at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church at 1601 North Tennessee Boulevard. And that will be a week from this Sunday.
Not hard to find, obviously, and you did mention everyone is welcome to attend, or are we talking about young and old? I mean, is there an age limit or anything like that?
Oh, no. There is a because what we will profit from this breakfast will go to three different organizations. We'll go to the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department, it will go to the Fire Department, EMS, and the American Red Cross. So
there is a charge, but, I mean, we could bring kids. If
oh,
want.
Yes. Yeah. Anybody from 12 over is $7 per person. From 4 to 12 is $4, and under 4 is free.
Now, this 9/11 happens to be on a Sunday this year as well.
Yes.
So that'd be a great place to have breakfast. What's going to happen during the salute? I'm sure there's some type of program, obviously, there as well.
Well, what we have is to let, and thank God for you helping us with this, is that it allows people to come in and realize that what they are doing, even just by having breakfast, is to honor those people who have given their lives and are willing to give their lives every day that they go to work. There's no formal program where they have to sit through slides and be bored to death.
Sure.
They are there to show their support. Obviously, we'll introduce ourselves. But as they come in, if they just want to eat, they could just come in and eat and just have a very good time. And they're more than welcome, even if they're our Protestant brothers and sisters, if they want to come in to our service and to the Mass and see why we're excited to be Catholics, they are more than welcome to come in.
I'm sure this will be, Father Mark, kind of a moving type of event for some people, because it's an anniversary that, you know, you just see the images and it takes you right back to that day, and it is our it's the D-Day of our lifetime, the bombing of Pearl Harbor of our lifetime, something we'll always remember.
Correct, I think so. And you know, there was obviously a lot of much pain on that day, but I did witness a lot of things as well, wonderful things, and the fact that the United States of America came together for a greater cause. St. Paul reminds us that we are all many parts of the same body, and when one part suffers, the entire body suffers. And I think we saw that 10 years ago, and so this is a time to come together to remind ourselves that we are all connected. We're part of the human race, and everybody should take an interest in one another in that sense. So, yes, it will be a very moving day.
I did want to ask, too, you mentioned the American Red Cross, and I think that is very admirable that you're helping the American Red Cross as part of the fundraising effort, because whatever disaster may be. You know that they were prepared, ready to go and help with this hurricane Irene. They're going to be called on, I'm sure, in the future for a large disaster of some type nationally with the tornadoes that hit in Alabama and Missouri. But also, they're the ones who go to the homes of a fire victim and are there with shelter, you know, here in Murfreesboro and Smyrna, Laverne. So American Red Cross, they're truly first responders as well.
Yeah, they actually see the aftermath immediately.
Yeah.
And see people at the worst possible time, not for them, but for that particular person who's in need. It's a phenomenal organization. Matter of fact, one of the things that the Knights of Columbus do is have periodic blood drives in order to help the American Red Cross. And in any way that we can, we try to help that organization. It's a phenomenal organization.
John, as we wrap up, I want to give you the opportunity to tell our listening audience the who, what, when, where, why, and how of everything that's coming up with the salute to our heroes.
Thank you, Brian. Like I said, the breakfast is a hero's breakfast. It is on September the 11th from 9 a.m. to 11, so it's 9-11 to 9-11. The cost for an adult from 12 over is $7. Per person, from 4 to 12 is $4 a person, and under 4 is free. It is at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church, and that is at 1601 North Tennessee Boulevard. And if you need any additional items, if you have a pen and paper handy, it is the email address is K as in Knight of C, which is Columbus, 4563, the letter G as in God, K as in Knight, the @ gmail.com. Or you can call me at my number, which is, and if it's okay to give that, I'll be
sure,
happy to.
Go right ahead.
It is 615-427-8968. First name is John, and that's all you have to worry about. And we'll be happy to help you.
We will post this information on our website, especially as we get a little closer when we put this information online. This interview is there online as well, so you can listen back to this if you want to get more information. But we'll put the links and such on the website and the phone number and all as well.
Thank you so much, Brian.
John, a pleasure meeting you today.
My pleasure, sir.
And Father Mark, appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, Brian. God bless you.
Thank you very much. That is Father Mark Sappenfield and also John I knew I was going to do
D'Amico.
That. D'Amico. I see the D and the capital A, and I want to put it, but they're almost together.
I've been married 34 years. My wife still gets it wrong, so don't worry about it.
Does she know, she at least knows how to spell it on
yes,
the check.
Yes, I hope so. Yeah, the check, yes, she does.
John D'Amico joining us here on WGNS. Thanks for being here with us for this segment of the program. Back in just a moment.